This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So I guess I'm going to start with, are you fully prepared? I guess you guys are going to the mall, to Hot Topics or something, a few of these. And Kristen was just telling us about experience in Rome. Are you fully prepared for, like, encountering fandom and that kind of element?
Yeah, my brain doesn't really accept it, so it's fine. I can be put anywhere, and I just, like, it's like, it just goes completely out of my head. I just don't want to get stabbed or something. I've got my representation just saying, like, have you got any fear? Like, literally, what are your problems with this? Like, I'm just saying, like, I just don't want to get shot or stabbed. Like, I don't want someone to have, like, a needle and then I get AIDS afterwards. That's my only real fears.
You really think there's people out there that might do that?
I don't know. I just think whenever I see a crowd, I'm just like, I always think that. It's like being on a plane. I always think the bottom's going to hit the runway when it's taking off.
Now, it was interesting reading the Entertainment Weekly. I don't know if you've actually read it yet, but the picture of you that comes across is that you were very sort of obsessive about playing the role and had a lot of sort of angst about taking that on. And just sitting here now, it doesn't seem like that's who you are. But I don't know. Is that true? Is that a pretty fair characterization?
Yeah, I didn't want to do a teen stupid movie. I mean, I'd specifically not done anything which anyone would see since Harry Potter because I wanted to teach myself how to act. I didn't want to be an idiot. And this came kind of randomly, and I didn't really know what it was when it first started. And then, I mean, I was going to wait for like another year. I wanted to do like two or three more little things and then do something. But this kind of happened, and I was like, okay. And I'd done another movie where I'd got really intense about it before. And I felt kind of satisfied afterwards, much more satisfied than I have from other movies. I don't know how it turned out or what the result of getting intense about something is, but you definitely feel more satisfied. And I wanted to take that into Twilight and also try and break down the assumption that if a movie is being made from a book which is selling a lot of copies, which every single book that sells a lot of copies now is made into a movie immediately, they're virtually all not very good, and everybody knows, even like 6-year-olds know, that it's just to make money. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be involved in that. And I thought Catherine and Kristen would be supportive of that. But they've also got reputations, whereas I don't have a reputation at all. So I wanted to make sure by the time people got to Portland, like, I knew everything about everything. and just be like really... I didn't talk to anybody about anything other than the part for about a month and a half of the shoot, and I think it kind of galvanized people. I think most people thought, you know, it was, you read the book, it's an easy read, like it's mm-hmm. It's a nice book, and so I think most people have gone in thinking like, yeah, it's a happy film. And then I'm like holding it and saying like, no, it's like, this is going to win Oscars.
Did that approach make it harder to let him go when the movie was done?
No, not really. I mean, yeah. It broke down like as I was doing it. Cause I mean, it was just mainly because people wanted me to make it lighter. Because at the same time of me thinking my idea would really work, blah, blah, blah. It was different to the book. I mean, he does make little quips and stuff in the book. He's a confident character. And, like, no girls... I mean, no one... If you're writing the perfect guy, you wouldn't write him as some manic, depressive weirdo. Like, I mean, he's trying to kill himself all the time. Even though whatever his six-pack's like. I mean, like, it's... Yeah, so I had to... I spent a long time fighting with producers. I got Catherine... Catherine gave me a copy of the book with every... instance where he smiled is highlighted and stuff. It's just like, okay, fine.
Well, actually, in the next book, you do try to kill.
I know. That's right? I was like, I'll just wait for the sequel.
So Stephanie wrote Midnight Sun from Edward's, well, started to anyway, from Edward's point of view. Did she share any of that with you when you guys discussed character?
Yeah, I mean, she gave it to me about 2/3 into shooting. I didn't even know it existed. I knew the first chapter it existed, and I based a lot of my angstiness in the character from that first chapter, which is on the internet. And because it's saying how little control he has. I mean, in the book it seems where when he says, I'm a monster, and she's like, you know, I'm going to kill you, and she says, I'm not afraid, you kind of know the whole time in the book he's never going to do anything bad. But then you read that first chapter of Midnight Sun, where the full extent of how much he wanted to kill her and how he's considering killing the entire school just so he can kill her becomes evident. You know, I wanted that element of him to be very prominent, and I wanted Bella to be saying, I'm not scared, like, you won't do anything to me, like, not as, not so certainly, it's like saying, like, you won't do anything to me, will you? like, I mean, I kind of want it to be more like that. I think it makes it sexier as well, if there is a very real chance of him just fucking flipping out and killing her, right?
They had great chemistry with Kristen, but also with your family members, I mean, with Nikki, with Peter. So can you talk a little bit about that family dynamic, both on screen and off?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got, I mean, it was strange. I mean, I definitely had a thing, like a sort of a thing with Kristen. I mean, all the scenes are pretty intense, and so, like, when you're working with one person, like, the whole time, especially on a relationship, which seems kind of impossible when you first start it, you get, like, a little bubble. But with the family, like, they're just really funny people, like, and so it's kind of, I just got on with them. I mean, it wasn't really acting. I just had an American accent. I don't know. Peter's one of the funniest people I've ever met. And I don't know if it's the line where when Rosalie breaks the bowl, does Peter say, oh, Rosalie always busted my bowls afterwards?
No.
Is that it?
That
got cut out. Oh, that was literally my favorite line.
What do you think is the secret of the chemistry that you and Kristen developed and shared throughout the movie?
I think it was just doing the opposite of what the actual story is. I mean, thinking about it in the opposite way, like, looking to her. I, right from the beginning, in the audition, we did the meadow scene in the audition, which isn't in a meadow in the film. It's supposed to be, I guess, about him trying to intimidate her, and her looking at him with just nothing but love and just, like, adoration and awe. As if this god has just come down to meet her. But I really thought it was, I mean, I played it as the god is, like, broken at this normal girl's feet. And even, like, the position which we were in at the end, like, I was, like, literally, like, kneeling at her feet, and I don't know what happened. I can't remember what happens in the movie, but in the audition, anyway. And she was doing this, like, mothering thing and, like, looking to the normal girl for support. And I think that really works. I mean, she's very strong. She's not, like, a damsel-type girl. And I think it's weird, they just, like, cast the opposite of people. Like, I'm, like, a wreck, and she's really strong. And, like, it's supposed to be the other way around.
I think
that's why it kind of works.
Peter said that you're really sucking at baseball, that he hasn't really helped you with that. So how are your athletic skills?
You must be going to every single meeting and saying that.
And saying how bad you suck.
Yeah. yeah, no, I'm terrible at baseball. And Catherine was so intense about wanting me to look like a pro baseball player. And I just didn't care at all. I was just like, and it was like for a lot of the rehearsal period when we could have been doing, like, sorry, it sounds like I'm getting really bitter now, but I wanted to be doing, like, proper rehearsals. And she was like, no, you have to look like a baseball player. And so I was like in the fucking, like, teacher, like, doing a ready position, like, and then, like, Catherine was like, okay, let me see it. And I was like, listen, I'll do it on the day, all right, I'll do it on the day. I can do a ready position, I can fucking squat. Like, and then, like, I finally did it. And then, so for the rest of the shoot, whenever she had a question about blocking or whatever, I'd just be like, I think I should do this in my ready position. Like, I think it's really, really necessary.
And can you, what was up with you proposing marriage to Kristen? Was that just a joking around?
I can't even remember when this happened. I mean, Kristen's like, yeah, you did. I think somebody else sent me a text message the other week saying, like, we still on for our marriage? Like, I think it was yesterday I was supposed to get married to somebody else.
Is this a regular thing with you?
I guess it must be.
I'm curious. You're playing Salvador Dali in another project. I wanted to know what that experience was like and of playing, because he's an iconic, you know, painter.
Yeah. Again, it was like I mean, playing these, because I guess Edward's a kind of iconic character now, but I just did the same thing. You just break down what you know about him, and also there's a ton of literature which he wrote and about him, and just kind of build it back up again. And when I was playing him, it was when he was very young. He was 18 to 26, and the story is about his descent or ascent into this caricature of which everybody knows, with the moustache and everything. But he was just like a chronically shy kid when he was younger. And so it's not really playing Dali yet, per se, apart from towards the end. When I'm still not really playing it, it's kind of a mood of Dali, like, I think. I mean, I just, like, I researched, like, tons and tons and tons of stuff, because everybody spoke Spanish on the set, and so I just read all day. And it was the first time I really got into characterization and just trying to, like, movement. So there was a photo of him pointing, and I kept trying to figure out how he pointed for, like, 3 days. And, like, I've never done that for any other jobs, and just doing tons of things about his walk and stuff. And by the end, I have no idea. Like, I think someone watched it the other day, and they're like, I didn't realize it was about Dali until he had the fake moustache at the end. And I was just like, oh, great. But, like, so I was kind of... I think it's a kind of homage to it, I guess, the performance. I mean, I've never related to a character more than him, which is really weird, because, I mean, everybody thinks he's some nut job. But when he was younger, he was, like... If you read his autobiographical stuff, I mean, he wrote 3 autobiographies which completely contradict each other. I mean, literally, in one of them he says, like, his mother sucked his dick and all this stuff. In another one says, my mother was the greatest mother in the whole world, and, like, she gave me the best childhood I've ever had. And, like, literally, and all of them, and they're all called, like, he has a chapter saying, like, truth, and, like, other ones are, like, lies. I mean, the lies are truths and stuff. It's just so, it's really funny. I mean, there was just so much about him which I found, like, fascinating. And so, I mean, it's depressing how he did it himself, but everyone sees him as this mask, but he wanted that. But it's so funny how, like, he was so much more than this, like, you know, bizarre clown which he was at the end of his life, who only cared about money. And it was... You know, he was an incredibly complex person. Not saying that I am. I'm not at all.
So what do you have coming up, actually? What's the next thing you're doing?
I'm doing a little movie called Parts Per Billion with Dennis Hopper and Rosario Dawson in January. And hopefully something else, a big thing, just after the... Well, I got to wait till... I don't know if the sequel's happening. But I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not going to say what it is.
Well, there's a lot of rumors that Hollywood is gearing up for a ton of productions in February and March and April. So are you thinking about, I mean, even if they wanted to do a Twilight sequel, it's still going to take time to get it all together, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they have to, because I have to stay the same age unless they recast me, they had to shoot it quite quick. Because, I mean, I already look about 3 years older than I did during the movie. So yeah, they can't wait too long.
On a lighter note, how weird is it to see reports about your hair on the internet every single day?
I was in New York doing stuff. I was doing a radio interview, and they had people sending in messages. 95% of the messages are saying, "Take your hat off." And I was just like, okay. And like, I don't know. When people say something's become a trademark, got to get rid of it. Like, it's the worst.
Did anything from your Harry Potter experience help you prepare for the pop culture phenomenon of Twilight, that whole experience?
Having it die down afterwards, having it being like, you know, the hot thing for a few months, and then it just going, and then no one gives a shit. Like, really, you know, it helps. It helps once you get used to it. You know, you don't really care. Once you're immune to failure, it's like, you know, it doesn't. Nothing matters. All
right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
You're doing music too, aren't you?
Not so much anymore. Like since I was on the soundtrack, I've like given up. But yeah, I might do something next year, but I'm gonna not as an actor. Like probably under a different name.
Interesting. Good luck at the mall, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks.